Hey everyone, it's Takara on the Preneur Influence, and I'm just coming to you. I know it's been a while, but I wanted to just drop in and be a little bit more consistent with this podcast. So the last time that we talked was around April, and that was actually a busy time for me. It was a month before me graduating with my bachelor's, and I really didn't have the time. I was so busy with trying to complete my degree and trying to make sure everything was perfect. I had the opportunity to graduate in Florida, which was an amazing experience. The weather was nice. I spent some time on the beach. My family showed up. I had a lot of support, and it was just a really great time for me. But I immediately knew that I needed to adjust my focus and decide what I wanted to do. As many of you who have already listened to my podcast, you will already know that I lost my job back in March. So what the hell have I been doing since then? I know that's probably your number one question. What have you been doing since March? Have you found another job? What have you done to progress? Well, I'm very happy to share with you that in spite of such a very, very hard experience, things have been going really great for me. So just to give you a little bit of update from what happened back in March, many of you who have not had an opportunity to listen, go back to the podcast that talk about discrimination. And you'll understand why I've been unemployed. But just to give you a little bit of background, I lost my job, or was terminated rather, March 19th of this year after reporting racial discrimination. I was working for a really good company in Tennessee, and unfortunately, I chose to report an employee saying some racial remarks to me. And after making that report, less than 48 hours, I was terminated. I was actually terminated right around the time that I was supposed to get a promotion, or have an interview rather, for a promotional opportunity. This was also less than 48 hours after receiving my analysis or feedback of how I was progressing with the company. So it was a very interesting experience, but nonetheless, it did not stop me from being the Preneur Influence. So this podcast, of course, titled The Preneur Influence, is basically about my life as an entrepreneur. And it's not just simply about my life, but it's a reflection of everyone who has ever dreamed, aspired, or desired to be an entrepreneur. How do you start? Where do you start? And how do you stay motivated in order to get the support that you deserve? Well, I will share my experience. Since March, I have been just completely diving into my work under my business, K Money Co. And I have been extremely, extremely proud of the success that I have received. Again, you know, I lost my job in March. That was actually a little bit over a month before me graduating, not just graduating, but having to travel to Florida. I needed the money. I needed to be able to cover my expenses. And I didn't want to have to rely on family or anyone to support me, because this was my moment. So I was able to make over $1,000 with my business in just a few short weeks in order to successfully go on my trip, have the time of my life, graduate without any stress, and make it back home and still have money for my bills. When I got back, that happened May the 11th. I think I got back May the 13th. And when I got back, I mean, I stayed in Florida for, I want to say that Thursday until that Sunday. So I had a pretty nice trip. I got back. It was already within the month, so my bills were already paid, but I still needed to prepare for June. And I was able to land a contractor position as an editor for a company based out of Atlanta. So that has been another thing that has been added to my business that's been very successful. You all listening to my podcast also helps contribute to my income. So definitely feel free to stream and support this podcast as much as possible, because without you all and the 855 listens, this would just be me ranting and raving, so to speak. But it definitely does help with expenses, even if it's for gas or just me buying lunch or whatever the case may be. It definitely comes in handy as I'm trying to survive as an entrepreneur. But nonetheless, my business has really grown. There has been some slow weeks. Definitely has been some slow weeks. But through it all, I have remained humble. I have worked extremely hard to still make things happen and just continue to be the professional yet driven person that I am. So I want to know what's up with y'all. Like, what have y'all been up to? What's been going on? I know it's the summer for most. For others, there is no summer. If you're like me, you're going to school year round. You're working year round. So there is no breaks. We have to create our own. But I definitely want to hear from you all, especially my entrepreneurs. Like I said, this podcast is for anyone who is currently an entrepreneur or aspiring to be one. I want to be able to share information, share tips and tricks, especially helping my writers, because I know a lot of you are really trying to be successful writers and you have no idea where to begin. So I want to create an episode, especially for you all, so that we can work towards being successful and doing it in a very developmental form. I graduated with my bachelor's in English, so I learned a lot about anything dealing with being an author, really, journalism, different genres such as fiction and nonfiction and their subgenres. I've specialized in those. I have a lot of great knowledge and experience, but this master's program is really advancing me in a way that I could not have expected. So in that regard, there are a lot of things that I've learned that I am so eager to share with you all. So again, for my writers, if you're trying to be professional writers, if you're trying to be authors, I have so much great content that I'm ready to share with you. And I also recently published my guidebook for writers. So it is the K Money Co. Writer Coach Guidebook for Writers. That book is $80, but it includes so much content. If you know publishers, big publishing houses, if you know, other authors who know the tricks and trades of the business, you would also know that they are not as quick to share their knowledge. I'm not sure why we hold so much important details away from one another, but they are not quick to share their knowledge. And unfortunately, I just don't fit in that category. I want to share. I want to help everyone be as successful as possible, because one of the reasons why I pursued the Master's of Arts in Creative Writing and English is so that I can educate. And that is what I want to do. I want to be able to educate writers to become more developed writers, become developed authors, and just become successful overall in their own way. So in order to do that, I have to share my knowledge. And I am sharing a lot of my knowledge in the guidebook for writers. I know you're probably thinking, well, if you're willing to share, why are you charging for it? It's my book. I created the book. I spent the time, you know, putting together the content, studying, researching, things like that. So in order for me to be able to share that information, you know, the book has to be binded. It has to be printed and all of that. And those are expenses. And like I said in the beginning here, I'm not going to say that I don't have a job because I work for myself. However, this is my only source of income and it is what supports my household. So in order to keep supporting my household and keep providing you all with amazing content, I just would like to be paid for that service. So definitely support the book. I mean, it's printed with great quality. It's amazing. There's so much pertinent information in there, especially as it relates to grammar, because a lot of us, we have advanced so far into our career objectives that we forget the tiny details, which is sticking to the correct grammar. We use social media and we shortchange ourselves all the time. We shorten our words. We shorten our phrases. We forget literary devices. We just kind of are all over the place. And I just want to kind of reel us back in so that we can stick to the grammar mechanics that are necessary when trying to be a professional writer. So again, thank you all for tuning in to these updates. Again, I'm going to try to be more consistent, especially since I want to create segments that are going to be helpful and educational for a lot of you. It's easier for me to talk than it is to record myself on video. I'm not really a video person. So if you like listening to a podcast, you want to stay on the go, you're working out, whatever you're doing, you know, this is going to be helpful to you in your busy lifestyle. So I feel like this is the best way to get the material out there. So definitely check it out. Listen to all of my other segments and just see what is helpful to you. What is inspirational to you? What motivates you from the words that I've said? Thank you all for tuning in to the Preneur Influence.